Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome aboard the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. The show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can text us at 70236. That's our patented Tech Connect system, which allows you to send us a message if you wish to reply to a Text Connect message. We did send out a Text Connect tornado warning yesterday, so that's precisely what Text Connect is for. It sent that message out and a link to wkok.com indicating where you can get more information about the tornadic weather that was impacting the central Susquehanna Valley yesterday. Joe, did you get hail in Shamokin Dam?
We did.
There you go, being passive-aggressive again.
Yeah,
not turning on my microphone.
Mic,
we did, but it wasn't as big as the hail that I saw Sarah Laver posted pictures of and Drew Kelly posted pictures of.
Well, and they had big hail, yes, but the biggest was in Sunbury.
That sounds
was the,
like it.
Yeah, the baseball size. And they had damaged cars all over the place and lots of plants and things damaged by that.
I can imagine there's going to be a lot of body work being paid for by insurance companies.
Well, so if it was like the Danville hailstorm they had weeks or years ago, about 2-3 years ago, a lot of those cars ended up getting totaled because, you know, you get so much extensive damage on a car that's 3, 4, 5, 6 years old.
A couple of 3 years, as you used to say.
A couple of 2-3 years. Yeah, if it's in Hebe, it's a couple of 2-3 years old. You end up with a total loss kind of situation. And you still see those vehicles around. You know, some people either accepted the money for them or sold them to other individuals who don't get them fixed. Those Dots tend not to rust for whatever reason, so she's just driving a dotted car.
No, it was certainly an interesting afternoon.
Well, and they went to the basement here at WKOK when the freight train went by. You know, these 50-plus mile-per-hour winds went by here, and we were under tornado warning. This remaining staff here and air staff went down to the basement here. Of course, this building's pretty darn sturdy, but better safe than sorry around here.
Yes, in the old terms, we are hardened.
Mm. Well, now we have a conventional roof, though.
But the basement is hardened.
So, remember, the roof used to be what, like stones or something?
I forget what it was.
Yeah, it was like a tar stone situation, but in any event. But they kept
washing off, I remember that.
Oh, did they? Okay. Well, and everybody made out okay around here. We actually didn't get tornado damage. That's been reported anyway at this time. This doesn't mean that maybe, you know, a wooded area or mountainous peak or something, that there's no damage anywhere at all whatsoever. It just means that the counties didn't get it reported to them through the EMAs. None was reported to us. Morgantown, Berks County had a confirmed tornado touchdown there. So
yeah, they had a picture on TV this morning of a shed being blown off its foundation down in Berks County. So we're lucky that we were spared that at least.
Time to empty the shed, right?
Well, I think the shed got emptied one way or
the
other.
Did it have its contents in it still?
It was hard to tell from the picture, but the doors were closed, but it just blew off its foundation.
Okay. Well, yeah, we saw pictures of some homes damaged in one of the developments down there as well, so all good.
Well, so we don't have a repeat of that today.
Right, and tornadoes not part of the narrative from Heather's there. She explains in her expanded AccuWeather the forecast that it was the change of the fronts yesterday that really set up the likelihood of tornadic, you know, occurrences. And that change in weather system doesn't exist today, but the distinct possibility for strong thunderstorms is still there. So she doesn't have the word tornado in her afternoon thunderstorm, but strong thunderstorms can produce, these wind shears and things like that. So we have to watch out for that. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Two of our good listeners have gotten us started with some emails. Joe, have you pre-read these? You're ready to go?
I have. We'll start with Tom's and then move on to EB's, because EB's brings up some interesting points. But Tom says, on yesterday's show, Trump, alias Captain Bone Spurs, was discussed. An incident occurred at a Trump rally in which a can of beer was thrown at Trump. He easily dodged it, though, as if it was a draft. Trump is a draft dodger. No question about it, to us sane folks. Trump Sr. paid a doctor to make the fake report. Not fake news. This was a very common thing in the Vietnam era. Sure hasn't hampered his golf with a record number of outings and more to come, along with the millions it is costing us taxpayers. Dick Cheney also received 5 deferments, as did many others, including Mitch McConnell. On another subject, this is the second year in a row for farmer bailouts, about $28 billion so far. Isn't that socialism? Where's the outrage? The far, far, far right like their spending and others they don't. I guess it depends on which party is passing the money out. Debt and deficits are a Republican specialty. Trump is a tornado. Much damage has been done. Trump will lose big in 2020. I just hope there is something left so we can start over. We need more guys like Buzz to call this show.
All right, says Tom, our good listener. So thank you for that email.
Now the love and tolerance and inclusion just oozes out of Tom's writings.
Well, I think he's trying to point out some very important points. These people that call themselves great patriots typically come from families of wealth, and so they make sure, they use their money to make sure that they do not get drafted.
He's right. In the Vietnam era, there were many people who got deferments for one reason or another, but some of them were handed out by the government. You know, they didn't want some people in there with conditions that during World War II would not have disqualified you at all. During the Vietnam War, they did disqualify you.
I think some of
these. Or at least didn't, you weren't going to be called up until they got to the bottom of the barrel.
Well, and we know people faked the system to come up with either fake ailments or bone spurs or whatever it is. I don't know if President Trump's bone spurs were fake or not, but he certainly is able-bodied. And if you hear him, he's, 100% fit? He has
a
phrase.
The doctors say that.
Right.
But, I mean, people were deferred for things like planter's warts. You know, so maybe if he'd had that, they'd be calling him Captain Planter's Warts.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate the comments. We'll take more comers. We'd love to have more calls by Buzz. He's the busiest retiree in America.
Well, he doesn't want to call anymore because he thinks I'm stupid, because I disagree with him.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not as stupid as you then.
Well, not in his view, you're
right.
Not.
In reality, maybe.
Right. Anybody who disagrees with you is therefore stupid. But this is the point of EB's letter this morning, and I must say I find myself in agreement with some of what he wrote. He says he starts off by saying he's often mocked in this show. That's not true. We're not mocking you. You don't choose to call in where we can have an exchange with you, so we're forced to respond to what you write. And whether you want to admit it or not, what you write is awfully one-sided and leaves very little room for discussion. I think Mark and I on this program have never been so far left or so far right that we can't find some common ground. Would you agree with me on that?
No, never would. This is precisely the kind of ignorance I've come to expect from your kind.
We're not mocking you, EB, but we are trying to debate you as best we can, and you don't call in to defend yourself, so we're left with responding to what you write. But what you write today is, I think, fairly reasonable, until we get to the last sentence or two.
He says,
I'm often mocked on the show for my views, as I was yesterday. Having legitimate issues with Trump seems to be viewed as worthy of ridicule or condemnation. Dissension. That got me thinking last night. After the tragic events of 9/11, there was a feeling of unity in the country. Everyone agreed that we should set aside our differences and remember that we are all Americans. Being Republican or Democrat didn't matter. We were all mourning this loss together as American citizens. Coming together as a country was the only silver lining of that horrific day. Despite claims that we will, quote, never forget, unquote, we have, in fact, forgotten. America is more divided now than ever before. Conservatives hate liberals. Liberals hate conservatives. Saying nasty or hurtful things to people we disagree with is now considered an obligation. Just look at the hateful rhetoric on virtually any post on the WKOK Facebook page for evidence of what I mean. And we see the fruits of this with Donald Trump all the time. He sides with brutal dictators like Vladimir Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, who, lest we forget, murdered an American citizen. And conservatives are okay with it because it's better to sidle up to an American-hating dictator than defend a Democrat. And yes, I know, what about Obama, what about Hillary, etc. My point is that when either party would prefer to side with someone terrible rather than a fellow American of a different political party, America is most definitely not at its greatest. You may now resume mocking me. Well, I was okay with you until the last couple of paragraphs. You know, whether you like it or not, the president has to deal with people like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, and people on the left, people of like E.B.,
were at one point... Yeah, but do you have to be in love with them?
Well, at one point, they were saying, oh, he's going to get us into the Third World War. He's calling him Little Rocket Man. He's insulting him. This is not presidential.
So they went totally to the other extreme of bromance.
Now they're insulting him on that side. But, you know, he's right. The president, whether you like it or not, is right about the fact that what Kim Jong-un is doing now isn't as bad as what he was doing before, and in many respects, his behavior has been modified. Whatever that takes, I think President Trump's endgame here is what we should be focused on, not what's going on at the moment. But the people on the left have been laserly focused on what's in front of them at the moment and not willing to give the man any chance for, I don't want to say redemption, but any chance to sort things out and come to a successful conclusion. I'd rather wait to see how it works out in the end. But the first part of E.B.'s letter, I couldn't agree with more. And I think a story that I read this morning really points it out. And I sent it to you, and I said, who's the real threat? We need to end the politics and get moving. The story is about China. And it says, and this is from the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. According to America, was late to the game and is now paying the price because China, the world's second largest and most powerful economy behind the U.S., was able to take advantage by stealing secrets from some of the nation's most critical businesses, including the U.S. government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is worried that the communist-led country has stolen defense secrets and used them to technologically advance their own defense systems in both capacity and intent. We've watched them engaged in a very significant arms buildup, not only in the quantity of arms, but in their lethality, their capability, and their capacity, Pompeo told Fox Business in an interview. Now China's military is growing very quickly. Its defense budget is nearly doubled in the past decade, and in 2018 it spent $250 billion on the military. So what we're fiddling while Rome is burning. Instead of being focused as Americans on countering the threat that China represents with respect to stealing our technology, stealing our secrets, and destroying us in a trade war, we should be fighting them. We should be taking countermeasures. Our Republicans and Democrats should be working together in Washington to come up with solutions to these problems.
Well, they definitely should be working together. I don't.
But they're not. I mean, that's what's wrong
with the
system.
But do we want to just constantly ramp up for military action?
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying military action is what's required here, but the defense of our secrets, the defense of our technology is certainly something we should be concerned about. We should be concerned about defense of our borders, defense of our intellectual property, defense of our American business and enterprise. That's what President Trump, I thought, was trying to accomplish. But
yeah,
instead of reaching across the aisle to work with the Democrats, he's calling them names and they're calling him names. And the story we read yesterday about Nancy Pelosi living rent-free in his head, he's more intent and focused on hitting back at people who insult him than he is in solving some of these critical issues, in my opinion.
All right. Well, we would invite folks to comment on Joe's remarks. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Joe feels very strongly about this, so feel free to call us. If you like division, call us now, 1-800-795-9565. If you are like Joe saying this would be a marvelous time for leaders to step forward, maybe Fred Keller will be part of a new change in Washington
where
people actually are on the same page. Some of the Facebook discussion that was referred to on the Facebook post that I posted this morning about some of the soldiers that were at the appearance by President Trump were wearing red arm patches that say, "Make Air Crew Great Again." It doesn't say "Make America Great Again." It says, "Make Air Crew Great Again." And then it's a picture of somebody who is not the president on it. But it's, of course, obviously they were considered to be MAGA-inspired patches, okay? But they don't actually say that. Well, there's a big argument on our Facebook page about that, and there is nothing...
Is the language offensive?
Yes. A lot of it... Yeah, Facebook hides a lot of it. We can unhide it, but, yeah, it's hidden.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Even if Facebook hides it from...
Unless we unhide it. We don't see it otherwise, but we can unhide it and look at it. We could delete it if we so choose, but we don't generally do that. But anyway, one individual with the initials MD says to another person who's commented, "You're a deranged A word, like the rest of your leftist idiots." And one more thing, and then there's a picture of President Trump holding up his middle finger. It says, and that's a doctored photo, okay? Let's be clear about that.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know, maybe not. But in any event, another individual says, "Oh, that's an excellent, well-reasoned point." And then another one listener
what,
says,
"The finger?"
Yes. "Oh, thank God, CJ. Here's how to shed some hateful logic for everybody. You all better listen up now. You know what's best for us all, Jager. It'd be Viker. Oh, I see. Their name and local people who should run in 2020 for supreme leaders." Another one says, "Well, that just shows the intelligence of the average Trumpet," which is a derogatory reference for President Trump's followers.
Anybody who supports the president.
Right. Another one says...
And right there is part of the problem. Instead of hoping he'll succeed, despite everything that they dislike about him...
He's off the list.
You're right. They're ready to write him off and, you know, to mock him and make fun of him.
All right, we'll take callers on this topic, Trump derangement syndrome, and
what's the opposite? My point is the fact that you've got all these politicians focused on getting reelected and beating the other party over the head.
Name calling.
Meanwhile, the Chinese are coming in and stealing our intellectual property. They're stealing, beating us in a trade war.
And half of our farmland is foreign owned, remember that?
Right. You know, we should be protecting this country. Instead, what we're focused on is how do we get reelected the next time? How do we take the House back? How do we take the Senate away from those bums? That's what we're focused on in Washington. The whole political system is so rotten. And really, it makes me sad to think that this is what we've come to in this country.
Well, that's what was so disappointing about seeing Fred Keller at the President Trump rally, is that he's picking up on that rhetoric, this idea that, anything the Democrats do is wrong and anything the president does is right. So here's the endorsement. You know, you hate to trumpet that to you.
Well, if I say to you that I dislike the idea of socialism in America, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm insulting people who disagree with me.
No, but it's a dog whistle for conservatives to hate the left. You know, I mean, nobody...
And there are no left-wing dog whistles for those who hate the right.
Oh, no, this is just the one we're talking about. I'm sure there is, you know, these... we have names for you guys. Don't you worry about that.
I just believe you do.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We've got one caller standing by, but we'll take more comers. We're talking about this bitter division that exists in Washington, in the Senate, in the House, that prevents anything positive from being done. But it does help people get reelected. If you live in a conservative area and you pummel the Democrats, or vice versa, if you live in a liberal area and your divisive rhetoric is truly socialist, well, then you're in. 1-800-795-9565. I guess what can be done in the years ahead would be the forward-thinking question to come out of this. What can we do? 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We want to tell you about the On the Mark being brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. Please don't text Joe during the show. He doesn't know how to silence his phone, so
hey,
it always rings on the air.
Ding.
I know what it was. We invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. I've done it many times with the various vehicles that we have up here. When it's coming up time for inspection, like our XUV gets inspected next month, so we'll take it to the Quick Lane. We'll say, we need all types of service on this vehicle, state inspection, pump us up with nitrogen again, go ahead and wash the vehicle in the car wash, check the alignment, make sure that's good to go, and if necessary, we're going to buy another vehicle. And the way that we'll do that is go to the Sunbury Motor Company. Maybe we'll start out at sunburymotors.com in advance, because you can look at all the pre-owned or all the brand new vehicles they have on the lot in advance via sunburymotors.com. If they got it for sale, they got it online, and you can check it out in advance. Or if they don't have what you want, then just order up a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. Build your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln car to your precise specifications, and they'll take good care of you. This is complete care customer service from a full-service auto dealership, Sunbury Motors. SunburyMotors.com is their website. Dan, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Good morning, guys. Well, you know, Trump has the uphill battle ever since even before he got elected. A group, whatever their purpose is, whatever reason, they never gave Trump a chance. They hate him that bad. No matter what he does, they're against it. Even if it's good for our country, they hate him. And I'm not being dramatic. I cannot understand how you can hate someone that bad, make every day disparage his character, when he's not really doing anything wrong in office.
But Dan, what would you think would happen if he said, you know, I really don't like these attacks I'm getting from people on the left, but I'm not going to respond to them. There's far too much more important going on or to do in this country than to conduct a personal fight with people who disagree with me or don't like me. I'm going to focus on the issues, and I'm going to try and solve the problems. I'm not going to insult anybody. I'm not going to call anybody names. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability and let people say what they want.
Well, I tell you what would happen. They'd bury him. He wouldn't even be in office. they hate that. I can't. And Joe, I'm not dramatic. I like what he's doing, and I cannot understand you. Just the other day, I stuck my stick in the hornet's nest. I tell you, I mentioned something. Somebody was talking about the Lewisburg prison, and they said, well, you're from that area. We didn't know there was a federal prison there. I was talking about it. I said, well, you know, pretty soon we're going to probably get some new visitors. They said, who's coming there? I said, I made the mistake. I said, some of the investigators are going to be there that we're investigating. And boy, I set off fireworks, Joe. The hornets come out, and you know, they were stinging every anti-Trump word they could say. I couldn't even get a word in, Joe. Hated it that bad.
The investigator, hey, Dan,
the
investigators will have good company from the convicted people from the Trump administration.
Exactly what they told me. That's exactly what they told me. And I said, you know, maybe you'll be surprised. They said, you think Hillary Clinton will be there? I said, no. They'll weasel out of it like they always do. But
there you go. That's
There's
gluing us back together, buddy.
There, but that set off the whole works, Joe. And China is the big issue. The liberals are talking about Russia. Russia all the time. They're not the big threat. China's the big threat. They want to rule the world by 2030. That's their goal, not Russia. Russia might be allied with them.
But how are they achieving that, Dan? How are they going after that goal? I mean, they're not. They are a unified country. They are pursuing unified objectives. They have decided what's important to them as a country economically and then what's important to them militarily, and they're pursuing it. Here in this country, we can't even get a consensus. We're so busy beating each other over the head and calling each other names.
We're beating it. You're right, and we should be concerned about that. But the whole left wing for the last 3 years was Russia, 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 Russia.
Yeah, all right,
I'm
Dan.
So Russia'd out.
Dan,
I don't
need
to hear any more about it.
I'm a conservative.
China, China, China.
I'm a conservative,
yeah, you guys
but I think
have a great one.
I think the conservatives are equally to blame for the problem.
All right. We need some Americans to step up, run for office, and get this ship turned around. We'll talk more about it during open phones. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host, and diatriber Joe McGranahan is here. Thank you very much, Joe. He even helps me to make sure that I stay well caffeinated, so I appreciate that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our program, we invite you to do what no one has done yet today, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
No, we've had emails. I read two of them.
Oh, weren't they? Well, I know, but they weren't during the show. They were earlier, but one came during
one
the
came.
Show.
Oh, two actually came during the show.
Like I said, do as many people have done. That's email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
I have to keep you caffeinated. Otherwise, you're just such a low-energy individual.
Yeah, I better take a sip.
They don't call you Sleepy Mark for nothing.
That's President Trump's name for me.
The audience was terribly excited to hear that.
The slurp. All right. You can text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you in that manner. Some brief news headlines here. A family-owned restaurant, very popular landmark in the valley, being torn down right now. The landmark Ted's Landing Building in Monroe Township, Snyder County, being torn down this morning. After being vacant for more than 4 years, the restaurant closed in 2014 after being open for half a century. Lease signs are posted at the site indicating that the future will hold a mixed retail development. Construction is expected to be completed this fall. We do have one call coming in, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. A lot of folks missed this, but a lot of folks felt it. Baseball-size hail in the valley during Monday's strong storms. There also were tornado warnings that popped up during some of the extremely high winds. A flash flood watch remains from all that tumultuous weather. The flash flood watch means conditions are favorable for the formation of localized flooding, especially during strong afternoon thunderstorms. So do be aware of that, but that flash flood watch now in effect. There was a tornado that touched down in Berks County. And East Buffalo Township Supervisor says he is running for the vacant 85th District seat in Harrisburg. Republican David Rao announced his candidacy for the seat Tuesday. Rao said he's both a solid social and fiscal conservative, 100% pro-life and NRA member, and fully committed to defending the Second Amendment. Rao says he also believes in smaller government and low taxes. Rao says he will protect traditional family values and religious liberty. Rao's an active leader in the community, including serving as Secretary of the Union County Republican Committee, owner and operator of LBG Fitness Incorporated for the past 9 years, and employing 6 local residents. Fred Keller's replacement will be selected August 20th. The Speaker of the State House, Mr. Mike Terzai, said that Tuesday, August 20th, will be the day that folks will be able to head to the polls to pick the 85th District State House replacement for Fred Keller. And a Louisiana man's death during a police confrontation has sparked debate over the city of Shreveport law banning saggy pants. The Shreveport City Council has begun discussing the possible repeal of a 2007 ordinance outlawing pants worn below the waistline with skin or exposed underwear. The move yesterday comes in response to the February 5th death of 31-year-old Anthony Childs. A final vote's expected as early as next month. News outlets report police confronted Childs over his saggy pants and that at some point Childs pulled out a gun and shot himself in the chest. The coroner's report noted three non-lethal bullet wounds from an officer who fired from a distance. Childs' death prompted renewed criticism of the law, which critics say disproportionately affects young black people.
So the law is at fault when a guy who has caused, who is violating it, pulls out a gun and shoots himself? Would you say that that person was probably a tad unstable to begin with?
Yeah, AP summarizes lengthier print stories for shorter broadcast stories. Some days you just need the other paragraph to figure out
if there's something else involved.
Well,
yes, you certainly do.
Well, plus, obviously, police have their weapon drawn at some point, and the coroner's report says three non-lethal bullet wounds from an officer who fired from a distance. So,
well, I would suspect he fired when the other guy pulled out the gun.
That is probably a valid suspicion, but not a sound assumption. If you're only looking for truth and only truth, I mean, you just can't tell. We're not there. We need a longer version of this. But in any event, any confrontation, suicidal or confrontational, that develops because of saggy pants could have easily been avoided with a more reasonable law.
Well, what's unreasonable about that? Do you want to see somebody's underwear or their rear end when you walk down the street?
I don't. What are you, 90 years old?
I'm pushing it.
Do you let the neighbor kids play on your grass?
Yes,
I
do.
Get off my lawn!
Well, seriously, what is the point of that? I mean, what kind of a statement is it making? I'm going to walk around with my pants down below my knees so you can see my underwear?
Well, what is the point of wearing a polo shirt, Joe? You don't play polo. Why? I think it's hideous that you wear a shirt.
I'm wearing a golf shirt today, and I don't play golf anymore either.
Really? That's ridiculous. What is the point of that? Seriously,
well,
it's a fashion statement,
but at least it makes sense. I'm wearing a piece of clothing that for which there is a purpose, and I am wearing it for the purpose with which it was intended.
We need a mirror that reflects your words back to you, not your image, but your words.
So
back
you don't
to
have
you.
Any problem with people walking around with their underwear hanging out?
Well, I suppose it wouldn't be my preference, but what difference does that make to make a law against a fashion statement? Or a fashion. I'm not sure that there is a statement. I think it's just a fashion thing.
Well, we've had laws about strange things before. We used to have laws about women's hat pins.
Well, what about bell bottoms? Bell bottoms started out on sailors, but do you think anybody who wore bell bottoms was trying to imitate a sailor and make a statement?
Well, but there's no law against wearing bell-bottom trousers.
No, but I think a saggy pants law is a ridiculous law. Come on, Joe.
Why? Why is
oh
it ridiculous?
My gosh. Saggy pants outlawed? You're just doing this for the show. You have to be.
No, I'm saying that I don't want to see somebody's underwear when I walk down the street. I have no need to see it. I don't care to see it.
Well, this is the kind of conservative drivel I've come to expect from your kind.
See, there
that?
You go, drivel. You're taking my legitimate opinion and turning it into something to be mocked.
I know. I'm just harassing
I think
you.
EB's probably delighted that you're mocking
me. See? Now Mark is doing it. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We got a saggy pants law that somehow led to a confrontation that somehow led to the death of an individual. That's certainly
tragic.
Right. There's just no argument about that. But
he killed himself because the police confronted him over his baggy pants.
Well, maybe he had had a lot of pants violations in the past, and this put him over the edge.
But even if he had 100 of them, I doubt that it would be more than a ticket. It sounds like something that might be ticketed under a quality of life ordinance.
Why in the world can you outlaw baggy pants? It just doesn't seem right.
Well, no, I think they're saying what they've outlawed is seeing someone's underwear or skin exposed to proportions that are not common or standard.
I'm going to get the sound mirror out again. They saw his underwear?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh!
Next thing you know, they're going to like make plumbers pull up their pants when they bend over.
1-800-795-9565. I find myself unable to argue this point effectively, so I guess...
Well, I just think it's their right. If that's what the city fathers and their wisdom decided,
right,
they wanted in their community...
And they'd have to be fathers, because no women would vote for this.
Oh, I doubt that. I think if you check, where was it? What was it?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
I would bet that Shreveport, Louisiana has at least one or two women on their city council.
I guarantee you she voted no on this.
Okay, well...
Women are so smart. They know not to vote for this kind of stuff.
Well, we have one call waiting, one coming in, so...
Right, and that
maybe
number,
someone wants to weigh in on whether or not we want to see your underwear, Mark.
It is... if you want to see my underwear, that is...
no, I don't choose to
right
see it
after
today
Christmas.
Or any other day.
After Christmas, I'll bring in a pair that's still in the wrapping, okay? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number if you'd like to join our conversation about President Trump on the first half hour of the show and the bitter division that extremely has this country on two sides. Or if you'd like to talk about, we're not expecting any calls on that, but feel free to weigh in on the saggy pants law in Shreveport that led to a confrontation that somehow led to the death of an individual. 1-800-795-9565. We'll start taking them in the order in which they arrove, which means our open phones segment has President Trump as the topic for Bobby, then Chris on the topic of Trump, and who knows what the third caller is going to want. Bobby, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I think the president overall is trying to do the best for the country. But the thing about the media and the media coverage and the biased media coverage is sometimes that's against him. But at the same time, you know, even Joe, you yourself are mayor of Shmokin Dam, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that's not an easy job all the time because you have to take complaints from the residents and everything else that come down. So. No, my kudos to the president for hanging in there and sort of trying the best that he can. It's just that I think his personal rhetoric of how he uses social media, I think he ought to be more discretionary in how he uses it.
Well, he should tell the truth more often, too.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate the call.
See, there you go. You're putting labels on him again.
I didn't put a label. I just said he should tell the truth more often.
But if we're going to stop this endless cycle of insulting each other,
okay,
and focus on our country's real problems, somebody has to stand up and be the adult in the room. Obviously, it won't be you.
What? What did I say?
You insulted the president.
I did not. He doesn't tell the truth a lot of the times. You know that to be a true statement. I'm not insulting him.
We're wiping the slate clean and going forward from today.
Well, unless you medicate the president, he's going to be the same old guy. All right, which he does come to the podium medicated sometimes. We know that to be true, so that we appreciate those
calmer
times.
Well, you know these
times.
Things to be true. The rest of us have some issue with them.
Right. 1-800-795-9565. Call us now. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead. It's very unusual for you to call earlier in the show.
If Joe's going to be upset that you say that Trump doesn't tell the truth, then I don't know where we're going to meet in the middle.
But, I'm just saying we need to start
Dan
fresh, Chris.
Not only being dramatic, but also wrong. I don't think I think Trump is the one who's very much dividing the country. That's how he got elected. But you do have to be able to tell the truth. You shouldn't be using insults to govern. You shouldn't be pardoning war criminals on Memorial Day. You shouldn't be doing all sorts of things he does. The level of corruption in this administration, the incompetence in trying to find competent people to take cabinet jobs is at a record-setting pace. He doesn't appoint people. He only appoints acting people. There's very few people right now who can do FISA warrants, because if you're an acting head of a department, you can't do those. I mean, it goes all through the government. The problems he has. And Democrats do support Trump. I mean, at least they don't criticize him on certain things. For instance,
like what?
Well, they were for that prison bill that got passed, and I have some doubts about it, but for the most part, I liked it. I think it's going to be used to get mostly white-collar people out of jail, but we'll see what how it plays out.
Refresh my memory of the law you're talking about.
About the
prison reform bill
and shortening them for in certain cases.
Okay.
That's probably the last bipartisan thing that passed.
Son-in-law's projects.
Jared Kushner.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And also, like what he's doing on China, in terms of the copyright stuff, I think is quite good. And I haven't heard much criticism and mostly compliments from Democrats about that. The thing he's done wrong on China is he pulled out of that Pacific Treaty, which would have been big leverage against China. But he pulled out of that, so he lost the leverage. Just like, and he also pulled out of the Iran deal, which was big leverage on Iran. And he does very incompetent things that way.
But if the people aren't following the agreements, what do you expect him to do?
Iran was following the agreements.
I doubt that. I think there's pretty good evidence they weren't.
You doubt that, but you have no proof of it until you have proof they were following the agreements.
Well, I'm not given a confidential briefing, but I'm willing to accept the fact that the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State say they weren't following the agreement.
No, they didn't say that.
Yes, they did.
They said they did something that they didn't like that was connected to the agreements but didn't actually violate them.
And President Obama sent all that money back to them.
It was their money.
Doesn't mean he had to send it back.
Doesn't mean he had to, but it was a step to getting the negotiations. It was a way of delaying the nuclear weapons. It was a good deal overall.
Buy them off, huh? So when the money runs out, what do they do?
That's not buying them off.
Yes,
buying
it is.
Buying them off is when you give them your money.
No, buying them off is when you've got their money and you've got them where they don't want to be gotten, and you say, hey, we're not going to give it back to you until you modify your behavior.
Okay, then what are they going to do when they start doing the nuclear weapons or more nuclear fuel, which they're currently talking about?
But this is my problem.
You have no leverage now.
Chris, this is my problem. We're not working on this stuff together as Americans. I mean,
when did Trump ever want anything but his way stuff?
I'm not saying he's right, Chris. I'm saying that somebody's got to stop it. If it's not going to be him, it should be the Democrats. I'd like both of them to stop it.
Democrats have very little control over foreign policy, Joe.
They have. I'm not just talking foreign policy, Chris. I'm talking
that was what we were talking about then.
I'm talking about the whole big mess in this country. The fact that instead of working together to solve our problems, we're busy fighting each other over the next election. 22 Democrats can't wait to beat each other over the head to see which one gets to insult Trump. Trump's willing to come up with a nickname for all of them.
I haven't heard many Democrats beating each other over the head yet.
Well, give them a chance.
It might happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, believe me, they were falling all over themselves in order to insult the president when he was on foreign soil.
After he insulted Biden on foreign soil, yes.
He was asked about a comment made by the North Koreans.
Reread the tweet. Don't believe his version of it. He interpreted it in a way that I could not follow at all. It was like some 17-step logistical process where you ended up meaning the opposite of what it said.
I think they.
When was Trump ever so subtle or complicated? Don't give me that.
What we need in Washington is we need all these guys, Republicans and Democrats, men and women, to join some sort of a 12-step plan to get the country back on track.
Yes, but as long as you have a president who's as obstinate as Trump, who can't even, when he sits down and negotiates, he's making it a reality TV show where he has to dump on the other side. That's his style. He's addicted to it. He can't get away from it. And there's no way to negotiate with him because he'll change his mind the day after. He'll shake hands and then go back on it. And he'll use it as a stage prop for his own political statement.
But what you just pointed out is typical of a lot of business people. I forget who it was that said, I don't like dealing with business people.
I don't care if it's the way he always operates. It's the wrong way for a president to always operate.
Well, he was elected as a change agent, somebody who would not do what was typically done all the time.
If you can't compromise, you can't change.
Okay, I can agree with you on that. I think his compromising skills are probably not the best, but he's a negotiator, whether you like the way he negotiates or not.
No, he's a lousy negotiator.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's a good negotiator.
He could even get his own party degree on a 50%. All he needed was a Republican vote on the health care bill to do what he wanted. All he had to do was find a way to negotiate with one or two people. He couldn't do it.
Well, John McCain had a personal vendetta against him, and that wasn't going to change.
I don't know if he was the only Republican who voted against him, though, was he?
He was the deciding Republican who voted against him.
He was the deciding Republican. I don't think he was the only Republican. And the promise was to replace Obamacare. Still nothing. And the first thing he was going to do was the infrastructure. Democrats are eager to do an infrastructure. And Trump can't do anything but make it a show vehicle for his own political aim.
But if you and I are having a meeting,
negotiating.
Chris, if you and I are having a meeting and we're going to discuss something that we can agree on, you and I can agree on, and let's face it, you and I don't agree on much.
But we're
going to call a meeting to discuss something we think we can do together that will benefit the country. And before that meeting, one of us calls the other one and says they're guilty of a cover-up and a conspiracy. You know, is that a good way to start the meeting?
I don't think that was the start. And if you look what Trump was doing,
no, I'm talking about
Pelosi,
what Nancy Pelosi said.
I don't
said.
Think that really that's small potatoes, even stuff he was doing before the meeting. The point is, you go ahead and you have the negotiation, and if you want to get it done, you do it.
Well,
I mean, he came to the negotiation the second day with those props all made up, ready to do a stage walkout right away, no matter what happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that obvious?
No, I don't think it's obvious, but I think you're probably more right than wrong in that regard. But still, I think if Nancy Pelosi had kept her mouth shut and gone in there with Chuck Schumer, the three of them could have worked something out. But instead, she had to go in because, let's face it, she's trying to fight a large segment of her own party that wants to impeach President Trump, even knowing that it's not going to work.
All right, we got to take a quick break. I got to stop you there, Chris. I got to stop you, Chris. Chris, I got to stop you because we got to take a quick break.
Sure.
We got a call coming. Thank you.
Take care, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line has one occupant on it. I do need to take a quick break to stay on schedule, so we will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
All right, we're going to take a pause from our political argument here for a short time. We have on the news line Joel Wiest, a Sunbury attorney who's been working very tirelessly to try to help the employees of the Woodmode plant. Had an organized meeting last week in Sunbury and then had a meeting in Harrisburg yesterday. Joel, thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate it.
Sure. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fine, and Joe McGranahan is here, and we are wondering how you made out in Harrisburg yesterday. You met with some of the political leaders that exist there. So tell us about your meeting yesterday and what's come of it.
Well, what I can tell you is, first of all, I was listening to some of your political argument earlier, and this is kind of a story of the opposite happening, which is a complete and total bipartisan attempt to help the former Woodmote employees. And by that I mean that Governor Tom Wolf, Senator John Gordner, and Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver are working tirelessly together in order to do what is best for those former employees. I am sincerely convinced of that fact. The meeting was held between those government officials I've already named, various members of their staff, myself, and several former employees, and the officials from the government, the governor, the senator, and Representative Culver all sat and listened to a myriad of concerns. They expressed their wish to help in any way possible, and quite honestly, they were surprisingly knowledgeable. They already knew a lot of what we were telling them, and it was obvious that they've been working on these problems behind the scenes to the best of their ability.
And so that involves how the state is helping the workers. Did anything new come in terms of that aid? We know the rapid intervention team is assisting and this kind of thing. Anything new in terms of the state providing assistance to the workers?
Yes and no. What I can tell you, and I know that's a typical lawyer answer, but what I can tell you is that what was discussed is a three-pronged approach towards the betterment of the former Woodmote employees. The first prong is to compel the current owners to hopefully bring in an experienced new buyer to purchase the business and rehire as many former employees as possible. Governor Wolf is working extremely hard on that goal, having been involved in the cabinet business prior to being elected governor. The second prong is to continue to work with the former employees through the Commonwealth, the Department of Labor and Industry, etc., the governor's action team, in efforts such as unemployment compensation, reemployment, and health insurance, retirement issues, etc. Finally, and what was most heartening maybe to me, was the third prong, and that is a possible criminal action involving what has happened through the last several months or maybe longer at Woodmote. And what I mean by that is there is a potential for criminal charges to come out of some of the actions of those running the business in the past. What we've been asking for is simply that the Attorney General and or come in and investigate the possibility of criminal actions. No one knows for sure if anything that's happened has been intentional or criminal or anything like that, but we'd like it at least investigated to find out exactly what happened to create this disturbing downfall. And the governor not only, how shall I say, reiterated the fact that the AG's office, et cetera, are going to be involved in this process, but it's my understanding at this point that that investigation has already been begun. There have been representatives of the Attorney General's office already making inquiries, and that was very heartening because I hope and pray there was no criminal conduct. But if there was, and if it is costing the jobs and the livelihood of all these former employees, then I hope it's investigated and taken care of in that manner.
Well, Joel, the third prong that you have here, which is the one you're just talking about, doesn't it make that harder by focusing on that, harder for you to do anything with the first prong because the owners are going to be pretty defensive if you're coming at them from two different directions like that?
Yes and no. Again, the lawyer in me has to tell you that.
Okay. But, spoken like somebody that talked to politicians yesterday.
Yes, exactly. But no, I don't believe that's the case, because if we sued the corporation itself and tangled the corporation in legalities through the Pennsylvania courts, I believe that would have a potential negative effect on the ability to market the business. The possibility of a criminal investigation has nothing to do with the corporation itself. A corporation obviously can't be charged with a criminal act. And what we want to see is the best possible outcome. And if the sale is effectuated, if various other things take place to make the employees whole, I think there's a much, much lesser chance of the necessity of criminal charges in this case.
Well, has anybody heard from the Gronlands? Is anyone conducting an ongoing discussion with them? Are they responding to questions?
My understanding is, as far as I know, only two people have had actual discussions with the Grunland family, one being Mr. Brubaker from Lewisburg, who is leading a charge, if you will, of investors and former employees who are attempting to work a deal for the purchase of the business. The other person who has, I know now, spoken with the Grunland family is the governor himself. He informed us yesterday that he himself spoke with them on Saturday and implored them to find a buyer and get this plant back in production. And that is very heartening, to say the least.
Has he gotten anything back from them with respect to what they may be working on in that regard?
He did not release that information to us. I would say that the governor himself, along with Senator Gordner and Representative Schlegel-Culver, are themselves working with various entities who are very interested in purchasing the business.
Have you heard that they're close to bankruptcy or a next step? We don't hear anything from the company, so have you heard that they're starting to near whatever that next step might be, whether it be a sale or a bankruptcy or whatever?
We're very hopeful that they're not going to file bankruptcy, because that would, again, really put the brakes on any potential sale, because then it would be up to some receiver and the bankruptcy courts to decide what to do with the business, and that obviously would take some time. I have not heard anything as far as how close they are to bankruptcy. I don't know what the liens are on their assets. I just don't have that knowledge at this time. But I can tell you that I'm very hopeful that nobody's moving towards a bankruptcy. And again, that's another reason that I am not moving forward on behalf of the former employees in civil court, because we don't want to force that to happen.
Have you been able to ascertain the level of indebtedness that they have? And obviously it can't be addressed in any way, shape, or form if there's no income coming in.
Right. The answer to the question is no. I don't have any idea of the level of indebtedness, but I think that we're dealing with pretty astute businessmen here, and I think if they had an option, they wouldn't be closing down operations, especially in the manner in which they were closed down. So my educated guess is that the outstanding debt is such that it prevented them from moving forward with daily operations. So I'd say it's pretty significant.
Like $40 to $60 million worth? Is that sort of the number that's being bandied about?
I honestly haven't heard a number, and
you
I'm
haven't
not
heard it, okay.
Because I have not heard.
But let's say that Mark's on the target with that number, Joel, and with no revenue coming in and their creditors presumably wanting payment, pretty soon they're gonna run out of options. The only option left for them is going to be bankruptcy, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and answer that, and quite honestly, what I was gathering from the various officials yesterday is that Woodmote itself is a very, very respected brand within the industry. And the Woodmote name itself has a value that is above and beyond the norm. That value, and I'm saying this as a representative of the former employees, is really in the former employees and in their heads and in their hearts, because they are the ones with the knowledge of how this production took place. And because of the high-end status of the Woodmode product, and because of the high-end knowledge that is within the heads and hearts of these former employees, it seems likely, from what I'm hearing, that another business is going to be willing to hopefully shoulder some of that debt in purchasing the assets and the name in order to continue with the business.
Well, it seems to me time is of the essence, and every day that ticks by, you know, you get closer to more dire outcomes in this. All right, Joel, so what is next? Give us a summary of what we'll look forward to in the weeks or days ahead.
Well, what I'm looking forward to is simply hearing from those government officials as to ongoing attempts to market the business, obviously, as well as any information which comes out regarding the criminal investigation or the potential criminal investigation. As far as I am concerned, my main concerns at this point are the day-to-day lives of the former employees, their ability to get health insurance, their ability to recoup their accrued vacation pay, their ability to get their personal belongings out of the plant itself, their ability to receive either workers' compensation or short-term disability for those that were already enthralled in that. And those things are what I am working on at this point, but it's a tough task because obviously we have no contact with the administrators of the business, and therefore we're kind of dependent upon the government to take the lead in getting those things taken care of.
All right, I was kidding about that. I do have one more question, and that's personal belongings. Tell us what folks are telling you about the personal belongings that they have at the plant.
Many of the former employees literally were called into a meeting away from their workstations, their offices, wherever it may be, and were told, today's the last day, we're shutting down, and you're leaving from this room. And they were escorted therefrom. Most of the employees, to the best of my knowledge, were not allowed to return to their work areas to retrieve any of their personal belongings. And I'm hearing things like, you know, notebooks, tablets, computer-type things, you know, whatever it may have been, personal effects that were left in the building are very important to many of these employees, and they have not had the opportunity to return to get them.
I got you. Okay, so we'll keep an ear open for that. All right, well, thank you so much, Joel. Keep in touch. Use this as a regular venue to do updates to the broad community, and some of the Woodmode listeners would be listening too, so we appreciate that. Joel, thank you so much, and do keep in touch.
Thank you.
And thank you for your hard work on this.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, Joel Wiest is not going to make a dollar from this, so he's doing this. This is a pro bono work, so we appreciate his assistance on behalf of the Woodmode employees. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll flip back to open phones. We have two emails that relate to the President of the United States of America. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Joe McGranahan is here. Rob Center is the fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo is over in the newsroom. Joel Wiest, the attorney, was on the newsline earlier talking about the status of his hard work trying to make sure that the Woodmode employees are talked about in Harrisburg and elsewhere. So you heard his update. I don't need to summarize that. He used, and you can use, the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. These are opportunities for you to use a pharmacy to your benefit. What happens if you go to a local pharmacy like this? You get super service. Terry, Tyler, Steve, and Jennifer, and Brad would all be super glad to see you, and what happens is they end up taking good care of you. Some of them deliver to your home or business because maybe you just don't have time, or you know they're out and around and they can stop by, or maybe you're ill and you need to have a medicine delivered to you, and the doctor phones it to them, and they bring it to you, and it's just that easy. Super service. You can't get that from a big box store, but they would invite you to get it at a local hometown pharmacy, smaller pharmacies, taller pharmacists, and they would help you there. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy is where you procure super service. Back on the topic of our humble president, the top one, please, Joe, if you would.
Right. One of our writers says, if you think that you set yourself up for ridicule from the other side if you declare for or against Trump, then try being a libertarian. Those from the left dismiss you peremptorily as a cruel and selfish capitalist profiteer, while those from the right dismiss you as a libertine dope-smoking hybrid that just can't make up his mind. During the Obama years, we made cogent arguments regarding taxation and other matters, and were attacked by liberals as racists rather than engage us substantively. Now that the GOP is in power, the left still cannot do much other than attack personalities rather than discuss principles. I have always said that a liberal is a person who has not developed his political opinion since he learned algebra. As Winston Churchill is attributed to saying, if you are not a liberal when you are young, then you have no heart, but if you are still a liberal when you are old, then you have no brain.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so we're certain of that, without fail.
Then we know that we know that to be true, as
okay,
you often
that
say.
Was in, that, thank you. All right.
You're good. Welcome. Well, I guess he has a point. They get beat on the head by both sides, but they're not a ton of them, so... Maybe that's a safer thing.
I don't think we're any closer together at the conclusion of this show than we
no,
were at the beginning.
No, we're not. But I think, you know, you look at the situation with China. It represents a real threat to us. Certainly Russia represents a real threat.
Oh, you want to go back to that? Okay.
Well, I think that's where we started, and I think there's a reason we started there, because EB's letter brought up a very good point.
Is President Trump doing the right thing for China? Higher tariffs?
He's trying to do a couple of things. One
allies
of which,
with Korea and Japan?
Yeah, I think we've got to do that. I think we have to start. We have to tackle trade. I mean, he's got to do that. He's got a lot on his plate. I think he makes more of his own problems by being, as Chris points out, an insulter-in-chief, which seems to be his primary mode of operation.
He's bombastic.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Yeah, I think bombast is it. Certainly he deals in hyperbole as well as bombast. So we probably have not. I mean, he's the P.T. Barnum of presidents, except, and I don't mean that entirely as an insult, because P.T. Barnum had good business sense.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a wonderful museum in New York, and he found he had a terrible problem with people coming in and staying too long.
He ran the museum?
Yes, he had a museum in New York.
I've been to it, but I didn't realize he started
P.T.
it.
P.T. Barnum's museum. But he had crowds coming in, people staying, and they wouldn't leave. So he started putting up signs, "This way to the egress."
Mm-hmm.
And people followed those signs, not realizing he was leading them outdoors, because they didn't know what an egress was. They thought it was some sort of an animal. So, I mean, it was a good businessman. And I think Trump's doing some of the right things with respect to the economy. His marks for handling the economy are very high. He's doing the right things with respect to trade. He's trying to get the balance of trade at least somewhat back. It'll never be in our favor, but at least stop us from hemorrhaging money out the front door. He's trying to protect our intellectual property. He's doing a lot of good things for which he doesn't get any credit because, in my opinion, he makes himself reprehensible to those people who might support him.
Buffoonery.
Well, I won't go that far. I don't think the man's a buffoon. I think he's an intelligent man. I don't think he's a genius. But I think he's an intelligent man, and I think he's a good negotiator, and I think he's playing a long game. I think the problem with politicians too often is they play a short game. They want to solve a problem in front of them right now and get some sort of a result. Trump's willing to let it go and see where things shake out.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got one call coming in, but we'll take more comers as we wrap up the show. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
If you didn't think of what you were listening to.
All right, this is Billy Joel's version of what Dan's going to tell us about. We didn't start the fire, I guess. Is that the name of the song?
That's the name of the song.
Thank you. Fabulous producer Rob Center, Johnny on the spot.
Well, I said he might be singing us a Billy Joel song.
Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Will you guys talk about how bombastic Trump talks? He didn't start it. He would have loved to end it once he got elected, but they kept right on. They attacked Trump from the time he announced he was running for president with bombastic names. They called him every name under the book. They have never left up, and they're still doing it. And what the parties forget, we the people elected Donald Trump to be our administrator. It's his dispensation to run the company. Obama had his dispensation years ago. We didn't agree with it. Now it's our turn. But guess what? They fight the president every day, all day long, all night long. And do I think I'm going to get my administration? Yeah, part of it. But most of it's going to be the swamp is going to win out because the swamp's so powerful. They fight Trump every single day.
All right.
It's bad for me.
So liberals started the fight with President Trump?
You bet. They started it when Trump first announced. Every news outlet, they recorded it on Fox. Every news outlet was laughing their socks off that Trump would ever be president. But just in case anything would happen, they started to lay it on him by calling him names. And they started the fire, and they have never left up. So Trump fights back, calls them names. You know what? I don't have a problem with that.
All right, we got you.
No one else could survive.
Thank you,
no
Dan.
No one else would ever survive.
Dan, your minute's up.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys have a great one, but Wood Mode was a great place to work, and I had many things stored in my cabinet when I retired. I had a whole bag full, plus money. You could let your money in your cabinet where you work, and no one would take it.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
You guys
appreciate
have a great
one. Thank you. Appreciate that.
One of our writers says, my prayer is for the Democrats to at least try to show a little respect for President Trump and work with him. Instead of constantly saying it's dead in the water, forget about allegiance to the party and try to work with him a little bit. I would think doing the work to help the American people would be in the name of the game instead of constantly refusing to comply one bit. Those of us who worked all our lives are seeing his brilliance in financial issues by our life savings growth and 401k. I'm certainly very pleased, and I bet many others are too.
All right. That's why she's one of the smartest women in the world. We appreciate that email.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow. We will be enjoying an open phones Thursday. It'll be the last day of Joe's holiday and retirement shortened 3-day week. This is WDKOK Sunbury. Okay,